Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you also to the delegation of Japan for your question. Apologies in advance because I am not completely sure that I correctly understood your question. So I'm going to try my best to answer, and I'm happy to follow up if I did in fact not completely grasp what you meant. So the Duergat principle is actually already codified in the Outer Space Treaty. It's codified in Article 9, and it applies always. It applies to all space activities. They have to be conducted with due regard to the activities of other states that also want to exercise their freedom of use and exploration of outer space. But I have to say, I do not completely agree with the assessment of the delegates of Japan that all law has to be codified in order to be applicable. For example, there is a large body of customary international law that is not really codified anywhere, or it's rather partially codified in different treaties. But the idea of customary international law, I think, has to be kept in mind. In fact, the use of space for peaceful purposes, as I just said it, that actually does not appear in the Outer Space Treaty. That is a principle that came to be through state practice and opinions that resulted in customary international law. So I think that's all I have to say on this matter, but I'm happy to follow up if I didn't correctly understand your question.